Gratitude is more than just saying thank you. It's a powerful emotion that can transform your mindset, improve your relationships, and enhance your overall well-being. In recent years, science has shown that practicing gratitude regularly can have profound effects on both mental and physical health. From reducing stress to boosting your immune system, the benefits of gratitude are far-reaching. In this episode, we'll explore the physiological impacts of gratitude, share anecdotes from famous figures and people I know who have embraced gratitude in their lives, and offer practical tips on how to incorporate thankfulness into your daily routine. Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore the health and wellness topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the world of gratitude. Whether you're looking to improve your mood, strengthen your relationships, or enhance your overall health, gratitude can be a powerful tool. But how exactly does gratitude work, and what can it do for you? Let's explore the physiology of gratitude. What happens in your body? Gratitude isn't just a feel-good emotion. It has real, measurable effects on your body. When you practice gratitude, your brain releases chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, which are known as the feel-good neurotransmitters. These chemicals help to regulate your mood, reduce stress, and create a sense of well-being. Gratitude also activates the brain's reward system, which reinforces positive behaviors and emotions. This is why expressing gratitude can lead to a positive feedback loop, where the more grateful you are, the happier and more content you feel. In addition to boosting your mood, gratitude can also have a calming effect on your body. When you focus on what you're thankful for, your levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, decrease. This helps to lower your blood pressure, reduce inflammation, and improve your immune function. Essentially, practicing gratitude can shift your body from a state of stress to one of relaxation and healing. The human impact, stories from famous figures and familiar faces. Gratitude is a practice that has been embraced by many well-known figures, as well as everyday people who have found it to be life-changing. One famous advocate of gratitude is Oprah Winfrey. Oprah has often spoken about how keeping a gratitude journal has transformed her life. Each day, she writes down 5 things she's grateful for, no matter how small. This simple practice has helped her maintain a positive outlook, even during challenging times. Oprah's commitment to gratitude has been a cornerstone of her personal and professional success, and she encourages others to adopt the practice as well. Closer to home, my friend Mark discovered the power of gratitude after going through a difficult period in his life. After losing his job and facing financial difficulties, Mark found himself feeling overwhelmed and anxious. A therapist suggested that he start a daily gratitude practice to help shift his focus from what was going wrong to what was going right. Mark began writing down 3 things he was grateful for each day. Over time, he noticed that his mood improved, his stress levels decreased, and he felt more hopeful about the future. Gratitude became a key part of his healing process and helped him navigate his challenges with a more positive mindset. Another public figure who has embraced gratitude is Maya Angelou, the renowned poet and author. Angelou often spoke about the importance of gratitude in her life, particularly during difficult times. She believed that expressing gratitude, even in the face of adversity, was essential to finding peace and joy. Angelou's practice of gratitude helped her overcome many of life's challenges and inspired others to do the same. How to practice gratitude, tips and techniques. Start a gratitude journal. One of the most effective ways to practice gratitude is by keeping a gratitude journal. Each day, write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for. These can be big things, like a supportive family or a good job, or small things, like a warm cup of coffee or a beautiful sunset. The key is to focus on the positive aspects of your life and to cultivate a sense of appreciation for them. Mark found that keeping a gratitude journal helped him shift his focus from the negative to the positive. Even on tough days, he could always find something to be grateful for, whether it was a kind word from a friend or a good meal. Over time, this practice helped him develop a more optimistic outlook on life. Express gratitude to others. Gratitude isn't just about feeling thankful, it's also about expressing that thankfulness to others. Take the time to thank the people in your life who have made a positive impact, whether it's a friend, family member, coworker, or even a stranger who showed you kindness. Expressing gratitude can strengthen your relationships and create a ripple effect of positivity. Oprah Winfrey often emphasizes the importance of expressing gratitude to others. She believes that showing appreciation for the people in your life not only strengthens your relationships, but also enhances your own sense of well-being. By regularly expressing gratitude, you can build deeper connections and foster a more supportive social network. Practice mindful gratitude. Mindful gratitude involves being fully present in the moment and appreciating the small, often overlooked things in life. This could be as simple as taking a moment to savor the taste of your food, feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin, or enjoying the beauty of nature. By practicing mindful gratitude, you can bring more awareness and appreciation into your daily life. Maya Angelou was known for her ability to find beauty and meaning in the simple things. Whether it was the sound of a bird singing or the comfort of a warm blanket, Angelou practiced mindful gratitude by appreciating the small moments that made life special. This practice helped her stay grounded and connected to the present, even during challenging times. Create a gratitude ritual. Incorporate gratitude into your daily routine by creating a gratitude ritual. This could be something as simple as starting or ending your day with a few moments of reflection on what you're grateful for. You could also incorporate gratitude into your mealtime, taking a moment before eating to appreciate the food and the people who made it possible. Mark developed a gratitude ritual where he would take a few minutes each morning to reflect on what he was thankful for. This simple practice helped him start his day with a positive mindset and set the tone for the rest of the day. The benefits of gratitude for mental and physical health. Practicing gratitude offers a wide range of benefits for both mental and physical health. By focusing on the positive aspects of your life, you can reduce stress, improve your mood, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Gratitude has also been shown to improve sleep quality, boost immune function, and lower the risk of depression and anxiety. For Mark, the benefits of gratitude were profound. As he continued to practice gratitude, he noticed that he felt more resilient and better able to cope with stress. He also found that he was more present and engaged in his relationships, which improved his overall quality of life. Oprah Winfrey has often credited her gratitude practice with helping her stay grounded and focused, even in the face of challenges. By regularly reflecting on the positive aspects of her life, she's been able to maintain a sense of balance and perspective that has contributed to her success and happiness. Myths and misconceptions about gratitude. There are several myths and misconceptions about gratitude that can prevent people from embracing the practice. One common myth is that gratitude means ignoring the negative aspects of life. In reality, gratitude isn't about denying the challenges or difficulties you face. It's about acknowledging them while also recognizing the good in your life. Another misconception is that gratitude is something you either have or don't have. In truth, gratitude is a skill that can be cultivated and strengthened over time. The more you practice gratitude, the more natural it becomes, and the greater the benefits you'll experience. Conclusion: embracing gratitude for a healthier, happier life. Gratitude is a simple yet powerful practice that can transform your life in countless ways. By cultivating a sense of thankfulness, you can improve your mental and physical health, strengthen your relationships, and enhance your overall well-being. Whether you're new to gratitude or have been practicing it for years, there's always more to learn and experience. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the benefits of gratitude and how you can incorporate it into your life. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, practicing gratitude is one of the simplest and most effective ways to improve your health and happiness. Until next time, take care.